This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden led a national eulogy and candlelight vigil to mark the tragic milestone of more than 500,000 COVID deaths in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A bell tolled at the National Cathedral before President Biden called the 500,000 deaths a grim, heartbreaking milestone.
As we acknowledge the scale of this mass death in America, we remember each person and the life they lived.
He offered special condolences to those who are grieving.
My heart aches for you, those of you who are going through it right now.
And urged the nation to put the politics aside and honor the dead by stopping the spread of the virus.
Socially distance, to mask up. Get vaccinated when it's your turn.
Biden, the vice president, and their spouses bowed their heads for a moment of silence outside the White House as 500 candles flickered to reflect 500,000 lives lost. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Businesses and teachers reacted in England Monday to the new roadmap set out by the UK government to ease coronavirus restrictions. Earlier in the day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out a slow easing of one of Europe's strictest pandemic lockdowns, which will see children in England return to class and people able to meet a friend outside for coffee in 2 weeks' time. But those longing for a haircut, restaurant meal, or a pint in a pub have almost 2 months to wait. Shops and hairdressers will reopen on April 12th, along with pubs and restaurants, though customers will only be able to dine outdoors. Indoor venues such as theaters and cinemas and indoor seating in bars and restaurants are now scheduled to open May 17th. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The investigation into an engine explosion on a jetliner taking off from Denver is focusing on a fan blade that appeared to be weakened by wear and tear. That's a development reminiscent of a fatal failure on board another plane in 2018. These and other recent engine failures raise questions over long-held assumptions about how long fan blades last and whether they're being inspected often enough. The Boeing 777, operated by United Airlines, had to make an emergency landing in Denver after one of its engines blew apart, spewing huge chunks of wreckage that landed in neighborhoods and sports fields. Passengers captured video of the crippled engine wobbling and still on fire as pilots made a safe return to the airport minutes after the plane bound for Hawaii took off. The wife of a Mexican drug kingpin is arrested on a U.S. drug charge or charges. AP correspondent Mike Grossi.
The wife of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested at Dulles International Airport outside Washington Monday and charged with helping Guzman run his criminal empire. In a single-count complaint, 31-year-old former beauty queen Emma Coronel Aispuro is charged with conspiracy to distribute cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana in the U.S. She's expected to appear in federal court in Washington Tuesday. Guzman, who was extradited to the United States in 2017, was tried, convicted, and sentenced to life behind bars in 2019. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Monday Iran could increase its level of uranium enrichment to whatever the country needs. He made the comments as a standoff between Iran and the United States continues over the future of the Iran nuclear deal. He said that Iran's uranium enrichment level will not be limited to 20%, adding that we will and may increase it to 60%. The U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Khamenei's comment sounds like a threat, he added, and we're not going to respond in specific hypotheticals. He said the United States will reaffirm the proposition on the table that the United States is willing to meet with the Iranians to hash out the specific questions. Under the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and six world powers, Iran is limited to refining uranium to 3.67%, but Iran has been in breach of the agreement and agreement since the United States withdrew from the pact during the Trump administration. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.